If you want to be healthy, then you need to eat living food, not dead food. That's according to Jill Swires from Living Foods for Health.
The living foods that we work with are sprouts, sunflower sprouts, buckwheat sprouts, pea greens, along with other vegetables. A living food is continually living until it goes into warm water. None of our vegetables go into any cooked water whatsoever. We don't even steam our vegetables.
Now, how would I be able to pick out a living food type vegetable from one that's not?
Once you receive your cooked vegetables, or when you receive any of your cooked foods, none of that is living.
But nevertheless, if I were to buy an aubergine or a cucumber or something, that's a living
food. They're still living. A living food is once a vegetable sprouts, they can continue germinating. If, for example, you left a potato or an onion or garlic, you'll see they actually continue to root. And you actually could cut half a cauliflower, for example, cut half a cauliflower and put it into the soil and leave it, and it will root.
What about fruits and things? Do they count?
We actually don't really work with fruits. They're still living, but we don't actually work with fruits in general because it's actually sugar. All fruit will revert to sugar in your body. The same with carrots and beetroots. If you juice carrots and beetroots, they revert to sugar in your body. We eat carrots and beetroots, but not juice them.
And so what's the advantage of having a living food specifically?
Well, living foods is actually putting chlorophyll into your body and it's putting oxygen into the body. The body actually loves receiving raw nutrients. If you think about when people eat a cooked meal, after you've had your meal, you actually want to go to sleep. Whereas if you actually eat a living food meal, you've actually gained more energy.
And you mentioned sprouts.
I'm talking about green sunflower sprouts, buckwheat and pea green sprouts. And they grow above the soil about 6 inches and they take about 7 to 10 days to grow.
And what's the benefit of eating those specifically?
Those are actually complete protein. And various other sprouts are protein, but the greener they are, the better they are for you.
And do you eat the whole lot of the sprout or just the sprouting bit on the top?
If you were cutting them yourself, you would cut them close to the soil and then you eat the whole thing.
And how do you eat them? Because when you describe them, I don't think it's like, yummy, must have some of those.
All of them have got lovely tastes. The pea greens are the sweetest. If you just imagine when you eat your summer peas, they grow from that dried pea and it's the sweetness. It's like the beginning of sweet peas. Sunflower is a very crunchy taste. The buckwheat has more of a lemony taste, I think. Sometimes we do just eat sprouts, but in general terms, I like the taste in my food and I want more than that. So they're part of the dish that we're going to serve. So if I decided that I was going to do a living food pizza, then I would also have some salad and some sprouts with it.
If you were to start on a living foods diet, but you actually ate other things as well, so you did want the odd hot chocolate or the cup of tea or something like that, or even you wanted to put some cream on something to make it taste nicer, is that going to completely negate all the benefits?
Yes, it would. But what I would suggest is through my teachings is I teach you things like creams, chocolate mousse without chocolate, and we use different ingredients. But if you're going to continue eating your own cooked food, then I always suggest just get something raw inside you before you eat your cooked food. So if you were preparing a meal back at home and you were preparing your cooked meal, well, then start nibbling on some of the raw vegetables. Eat some broccoli, eat some carrots. So at least the body's receiving some raw nutrients.
That's Jill Swires from Living Food for Health.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.